We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
We're glad to have you back. We deviate for a short period of time on a Fear the Deer Friday for a little visit north, green and gold. Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show continues on. I'm Bill Michaels. Get a hold of us 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You can track us down over on the Facebook fan page as well if you choose to do so. 855-830-8648, and you can find us Facebook simply by going to The Bill Michaels Show. Find us on Twitter, at Bill underscore Michaels, at Radio Joe Sports. The Radio.com app is a terrific way to go about it as well. So you can find many different things in many different areas, all regarding the program. Let's bring in Paul Immig, shall we?
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Paul Immig, green and gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Paul, good day to you, sir. How you doing?
Good. So green and gold, is the green for the stand for the color of the Milwaukee River?
It very well could, yes. You are correct. Okay. Yes, because right now there's a lot of anticipation for this series coming up this weekend, without a doubt.
And I just saw a tweet that someone's compiling votes of all the MVP voters, and it looks like Giannis might run away with it, Bill. Did you see this tweet that
there,
just came out?
I did not see that. When did that cross?
I just retweeted it, so I don't know I forget where it originated, but somebody is compiling all of the registered voters who vote for MVP award, and there's like 20 compiled. So far, if you quickly go to my Twitter feed, you'll see it, like the retweet. But it's like 20 writers who have been compiled, and it's like 18 votes for Giannis, 2 for Harden. Again, this isn't like an official thing, but it's writers who are going on the record. So I don't know if you have it up in front of you now. You probably do a better job recapping it than I could. But, yeah, so there you go.
That's exciting. I certainly hope it turns out that way. Let's see here. I'm pulling it up as you were speaking. It looks like Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to run away with the MVP. This is according to NBA Central. It takes all of the votes. Kevin Pelton from ESPN is voting for James Harden. Jalen Rose of ESPN voting for James Harden. But everybody else,
yep,
it appears, is voting in the direction of Giannis, at least as of right now. So, you know what? And I go back to this, as many people make a valid argument that indeed there is, the numbers that James Harden put up this year, they're impressive. There's no doubt about that. My biggest argument is, what was the expectation at the beginning of the season? You know, I mean, the Bucks weren't supposed to be this good and be doing this.
No.
You know, not at all. So, if they're recognizing Giannis and his contributions because of that, then so be it, and I think it's right. Meanwhile, in Green Bay, we've got a little bit more that comes out, as Mark Murphy has now denied ever saying, hey, Aaron, don't be the problem. But my question is this, whether you believe it or not, Mark Murphy's not going to come out and go, yep, I told him that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
So for people that don't want to believe the article, this is validation. For people that do want to believe it, it's just like, okay, what's he supposed to say?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, it's you. If you don't comment, it's almost like a guilty plea.
Right.
You know, admission via silence is guilty. But if you come out against it, well, what else are you going to say? You know, and I heard that Tyler Dunn had come back on Milwaukee Airwaves yesterday morning on the morning show on 105.7 FM The Fan, and you know, kind of said the same thing with some of Rogers' denials and McCarthy's denials about the massage. Like, Tyler you know, I mean, what else are they going to say? You're either going to say nothing, and that's going to look bad, or you're going to deny it, and it is what it is. So, yeah, no, I mean, it's there's nothing I can say that would tell you, like, any of this is a surprise. You know, of course, Rodgers is going to say what he's going to say, and, you know, how much was true, how much wasn't true, we'll never really know. Same thing with some of the McCarthy stuff. You know, and Bill, but the way I look at it, you know, as the season gets, you know, slowly closer, is how does it really affect them on the field? And I heard a conversation on the radio the other day talking about whether, you know, this will impact Rodgers and his behavior towards teammates, whether it will impact them positively or negatively on the field. I feel very strongly on this, Bill, and I'd love to hear your take, that for me, this will absolutely impact what they do on the field in the sense that, you know, I look at this and I say, this is a galvanizing opportunity. Whether it actually amounts to that because there's enough talent on the field, TBD. But there is now like everyone and their mother has read this story. Like, it's that big. So it's going to be a topic of conversation when the Packers are on national broadcast. It's going to be something where cameras are going to be on Rodgers, whether he's interacting with his young wide receivers, whether he's interacting with his coach. The spotlight, which is already very bright, is exponentially brighter. So how it could possibly have a non-impact on the team wouldn't make sense to me. I think it's going to end up being positive, not negative, but I'm wondering if you see it similarly, or, you know, if you think that this is going to all be long forgotten by September.
No, I completely agree, because whatever you do, there is always going to be the thought process of, what does this have to do? Does this validate or non-validate the article? Everything you do.
Of course.
You know, that's like what it is. You're going to be looking as to whether or not you actually validate the article by what it is you do. Do you look, are you screaming at some of your young guys, you know? Are you looking at this saying, okay, I'm not working with Marquez Valdes-Scantling. There's a wide-open receiver, and I'm not throwing to him because he's in my doghouse. And, I mean, all that stuff. That's they're still going to play the game. But all that stuff eventually is going to come to pass as people begin to, you know, kind of say, okay, is this or is this not true, just strictly by the actions on the field?
Yeah, and because, I mean, what was the prevailing thing that people were doing when the Jay Cutler-led Bears were on national television? It was watching if Jay was going to be pouty, to watch Jay if he was going to, you know, death stare one of his offensive linemen. It was going to be, you know, it was just going to kind of watch the Jay Cutler memes, you know, kind of take off, because that was the way he presented. Now, that's not throughout the large portion, vast majority of Rodgers' career, anywhere remotely the way that he reacts, but there were a couple instances in the past 2 years where it was. And then you say, okay, they bring in a new coach. And, you know, because cameras are never going to see what happens behind closed doors in the locker room and in the meeting rooms, because the Packers aren't going to be at Hard Knocks, certainly not this year. Probably, I'm sure Mark Murphy will fight to the death to make sure it never happens. But, you know, you're never going to see behind the meeting rooms where you see them getting along and you see them doing these things. So if all of a sudden it's a couple failed offensive drives, well, guess what? The only time that the public can see the way that you, the first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback, is interacting with his coach or interacting with his receivers, it's for those 3 hours on a Sunday or a Thursday night or a Monday night. And that's where they're going to have to, you know, that's where all the focus is going to be. So there's 168 hours in a week. Three of those hours are going to be on camera. And, you know, that's where they're going to have to, where the public is going to make its judgments on, oh, is Rodgers, is he not congratulating his wide receivers enough? Is he, you know, telling them off on the sideline? How's he interacting with his head coach, who's only 39 years old? Is he giving him enough respect?
Right.
You know, for better and for worse, better possibly because of the galvanizing opportunity, for worse because the spotlight just got that much brighter, you know, this becomes, you know, in the Aaron Rodgers biography that will be written when he retires, or autobiography if he decides to write it himself, this is a benchmark. You know, this is a moment in time that can either go one of two ways. It has entered, you know, enough, I think, of that lexicon of the you know, American culture for football fans that, like, it's going to go one of two ways from here. And I don't think there's any way to ignore that fact.
I want to ask you if you think that, because we put this out there the other day, do you think Aaron Rodgers, whether it's this year or next year, is there an MVP season in this man?
I think so, in the sense that, or in the vein that I think if the run pass situation is better in balance, then I think yes. Now, you know, as Tom Brady and Drew Brees got into their upper 30s, and now, of course, for those two guys in their early 40s, that has to be taken into account. If Rodgers is going to try to continue to be the improvising, you know, 7 seconds drop back, scramble, 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 pat the ball, pat the ball, pat the ball, look for the deep guy. When he's 35, 36, 37, 38 years old, I mean, I don't care. I mean, and he takes, from as we all know, like tremendous care of his body and does all of these hot yoga and everything else to keep him not only strong but limber and flexible and just to, the ability to do the kind of things that people in their late 30s, early 40s shouldn't be able to do. But nonetheless, he's still not 24. He's still not 28. And there's somebody, I think there's going to have to be a way to adapt the way he plays the game. And I'm sure, I mean, I would be shocked if part of the Matt LaFleur interview process with Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst wasn't, how do we get Aaron Rodgers back on track? And I think that's with a much stronger, more concrete run-pass balance. And yes, included in that is not changing the run call to a pass in the line of scrimmage, right? Mm-hmm. And then also the aspect of, 2.5 second drop back and throws as opposed to scramble, 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 who's getting open, who's getting open. Because, you know, just some of the stuff that Rodgers talked about, and, you know, the Randall Cobb is gone. Jordy Nelson, unless, you know, he said he'd probably come, it'd be hard to say no to Rodgers if they told him to come back. But, like, all of the guys that he spent 8, 9, 10 years developing this kind of chemistry with, he has that now with Davante Adams, and I think was starting to have an early development of that with Geronimo Allison before Allison's injury, you know, early last season. But those, like, unspoken bonds are not there yet with the rest of the receiving group, not with including the tight ends with, like, a Jimmy Graham, and it's not there yet with Valdes-Scantling and St. Brown and Moore. And so, you know, trust the play, drop back, throw the ball, and I'm sure that is, you know, emphasis number one on Matt LaFleur's offense in the first quarter of the upcoming season is, like, how can we get Rodgers to be more efficient? How can we get him to get rid of the ball quicker and not ask a guy in, you know, his mid-30s to be the guy that he was in his late 20s? And I think if all of that happens, I mean, unless he just lost it, Bill, which I don't believe and I can't imagine that, you know, he woke up 2 years ago and just had lost it, I assume that player is still in there. And therefore, an MVP season is still certainly possible in the next few years.
Paul, always good. I know you're an NBA-ophile, so enjoy the weekend because it's going to be a big one as the Bucks get underway. And then we're going to talk a lot of Packers football all throughout the camp and then getting into training camp. And now, obviously, the draft is right around the corner, too.
And I'll be seeing you for that. And I would say Bucks in six, but this first-round series better not go six.
No, I'm Bucks sweep in four, get it over with, and it's done.
Bucks in four. Yeah.
There you go.
And then Boston. We can talk about Bucks in six.
You the man. Talk to you soon, buddy.
See you, Bill.
There you go. That's Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program being brought to you by good friends over at New Mail Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state, well beyond the borders as well. They have a 98% success rate at both Green Bay and Milwaukee. They have locations, so that's all but guaranteeing they can help you out. Call the medical experts at New Mail Medical today, 414-455-4451, 414-455-4451. Stop in and tell them we said hi. And if you have the low T, if you're kind of moody, sluggish, no stamina, no energy, you just run down, you're over the age of 30, go in and get your numbers checked. You can't do anything, by the way, if you don't call. Again, 414-455-4451. Then there's the all-in-one weight loss program. While you're there, look at yourself. Go, you know what? I'm looking good. That's fine. No need. But if you're looking down going, man, I could stand to lose a few pounds, maybe you want to jumpstart the health and fitness program, that's a great way to do it. The all-in-one weight loss program. Call them again, 414-455-4451. That's the New Mail Medical Center. All right, who needs to step up and help Giannis and kind of throw this team on their backs? Not just Giannis's back, but on their backs. Who's going to be the man? Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Nation, go to the Facebook fan page. You can see the the video from CBS 58 in Milwaukee as earlier today, the boats were out. The Milwaukee River has been turned a fluorescent green as hundreds of people looked on. Boats just doing circles in the middle of the river, dropping the green dye. And by the way, for those that have asked, they say it's not going to do any damage to the river, to the fish, or anything like that. So they say it's good. I can't imagine being a fish out there trying to swim through green water, but who am I to say? I've never been a fish. You don't want to be a fish that can be easily found on a Fish Fry Friday anyway. But they're out there churning up the river. It is green, and oh my goodness, Bucks fever has taken over the city of Milwaukee, the state of Wisconsin, and Bucks Nation. Who's got to step up? Going back to our question that we started the show with today earlier, who are you looking to? Who are you looking to kind of guide this team? And yes, I'm going to go over this here real quick because Paul Lemig brought it up, and I had not seen it. This was tweeted out by NBA Central. It looks like, and in the tweet, I'll quote it. It says, it looks like Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to run away with the MVP. Out of all the voters, these are voters who have delivered on the record articles, tweets, or statements in support of a particular player. Kevin Arnovitz from ESPN, Giannis. You've got an NBA.com, a couple of NBA.com writers, both voting for Giannis. Howard Beck from the Bleacher Report, Giannis. Chris Broussard from Fox, Giannis. Tim Reynolds from the AP. Brian Mahoney from the AP, both voting for Giannis. Kevin Pelton from ESPN going with James Harden. Paul Flannery from SB Nation, Giannis. The Toronto Stars, Doug Smith, Giannis. SiriusXM, Justin Termain, Giannis. Zach Lowe, ESPN, Giannis. Kurt Heilen, or Heelan, I should say, from NBC Sports, Giannis. Stephon Bondi, New York Daily News, Giannis. Rob Mahoney from Sports Illustrated, Andrew Sharp from Sports Illustrated, Chris Mannix, all from Sports Illustrated, all voting for Giannis. Jalen Rose from ESPN going James Harden. Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel going with Giannis. Anthony Stater from The Athletic going with Giannis. Brian Windhorst from ESPN going Giannis. So all of these voters are saying they all have confirmed ballots as well that they are all going for Giannis. So Giannis looks, at least from the early poll results, looks as if he could run away with his things. If you want to find it, all you got to do is go to @Bill_Michaels on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels on Twitter, and you can find that for yourself if you want to take a look at it. By the way, Ben Handelman over on Twitter, I'm just going to retweet this, nice picture of the Bronze Fonz downtown Milwaukee wearing a Milwaukee Bucks hoodie. Nice. The Bronze Fonz getting in on it. But many people, many places, all catching Bucks fever right now. Let me ask you this, and I'm going to throw this out. Now, two questions here. One, who do you believe is going to help Giannis big time? Okay, whether it's Bledsoe coming back and having a better playoff series this year than he did last. Is it going to be Chris Middleton? Is it Brooke Lopez? Is it Irsan? I mean, who is it? Who's got to really kind of step up and consistently help Giannis get over the hump? Because I think Giannis is going to be beat up physically in the series here in the postseason. I think he's going to take a pounding on the inside. And they're going to say, look, let Giannis is going to get his, but make him earn it and make him pay for it. And that's the way I think a lot of teams are going to approach this, and then they're going to make everybody else around Giannis beat them. But here's the other question I have. If you are a casual Bucks fan, and I'm saying casual, like, you know, maybe at the office you'll go, oh, the Bucks win last night, that type of Bucks fan. You're not really sitting down and watching it. You're not hardcore. If you're a casual Bucks fan, casual now, be honest. Give us a buzz. I want to hear from you. Are you now jumping on the bandwagon? That's what I want to find out as well.
So when it comes to X Factor for me, I firmly believe it's Chris Middleton, if I have to pick one. Because after all, this could be Chris Middleton's finest hour in his career, really. Yeah. I mean, this is a guy who could get max money this offseason. If it's not from the Milwaukee Bucks, it'll be from some other team. Some other team that might be a little bit more desperate if they can't get one of the superstars that might elect for free agency. So Chris Middleton knows that he is going to have to bring it in the playoffs. And I think in order for this Bucks team to get to the NBA Finals, Chris Middleton has to be playing at a very high level. He has to be playing pretty close or exactly like the Chris Middleton that we saw step up in the playoffs last year against Boston. I mean, again, Chris Middleton was clearly the best player in that series. He was better than Giannis. He was better than any of those guys on the Celtics. It was Chris Middleton that was owning it game in and game out. If Chris Middleton wants to get max money from the Milwaukee Bucks, and for me to say that Chris Middleton deserves max money, Chris Middleton's got to be there.
Oh, he's got to show up big time.
You know, if he can have a couple of duds here and there throughout the playoffs as long as everyone else is chipping in, because we've seen how potent this offense is and how deep this offense is.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to Middleton and it comes to the money and whether or not this organization wants to give him that, Chris Middleton's got to show up.
Got to be big time.
Period.
Got to be big time. Bledsoe's got his. He took less money to stay. And now he's looking to kind of redeem himself from last year's postseason. But Chris Middleton, he's had kind of an up-and-down season. He's played well in spurts. There's other times he kind of, you know, just kind of faded. I'm not saying he played bad. He didn't wow. Now going into the postseason, you're looking for a guy that can wow. And that's what you're hoping for. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Brad, listening to us in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Brad, how are we looking today? What's going on, man?
Doing great. You, how are you?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind?
Hey, as far as casual fans go, I think I'm probably about as casual as they get. Probably most I know about them is from listening to your show. But in the last year, I've actually been turning them on here. Since last year, I've been turning them on a little bit lately. It's exciting to see them. Last year, they seemed like they were falling apart. Like, it was just the coaching and everything. But this year, they seem to put it together. It's fun to see a little bit of it. I had never watched an NBA minute. I'm 43 years old and recently. So, kind of exciting. I'm a big Brewers fan. That's my number one thing.
But yeah.
The Bucks are getting my interest.
There's certainly a passion there. Appreciate the phone call. Excellent stuff going on out in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, where he is starting to turn them on. He's starting to become. He's starting to enjoy Bucks basketball. Good stuff. Let's get one more in. Caleb in Waukesha. Caleb, how you doing? What's going on, man?
Hey, doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good today. I'm feeling it. What's up?
I am not by any means a lifelong Bucks fan. And, in fact, when I was younger, I felt like they were an embarrassment. Chain up the Bradley Center, ship them away. You know, I was as anti-Bucks as possible. And I'm definitely not on the bandwagon. I'm definitely a very casual observer, but I got to tell you, it's a team that you can be proud of, not just because of their winning, but because you got a guy like Giannis who's humble and comes from a humble background and plays hard-nosed and physical and scrappy, and I love that because I think that represents Milwaukee very well. I think it's a very hard-nosed, you know, blue-collar area, and while I'm a lifelong Packers fan, that really fast, kind of sleek style of play that they have, I don't think is as representative of Wisconsin and particularly of Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it. Now let me ask you this. Are people around you casual fans as well?
Yeah, I would say mostly. I do actually have a couple more hardcore fans around me, so they've been on board and they've told me, they've been nice, so they've said there's room on the bandwagon if you want it. And, yeah, so I haven't taken them up on that yet, but I definitely, like I said, it's something you can be proud of.
Excellent. Excellent. Good stuff, man. Appreciate it. He drops off. You get on board 855-830-8648. When we come back, Jeff Rieger of 97.1, The Ticket, over there in the Motor City. He's going to give us a lowdown on the Detroit Pistons and maybe how they're feeling just across Lake Michigan about their team as to whether or not they have a legitimate shot at actually knocking off the Milwaukee Bucks, the number one overall seed in the NBA. Can they get it done? How confident are they? We'll talk with Jeff coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. Bill Michaels Show on the air. Going to talk some Bucks basketball momentarily. This portion of the program brought to you by Bud Light. Wednesday Night Live is back beginning at the end of May. Don't forget, every Wednesday night, music under the stars at the Budweiser Pavilion at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. And it is all brought to you by the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. That is our friends at Bud Light. Jeff Rieger from 97.1 The Ticket over in Detroit joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jeff, how you doing, man?
What's going on? How you guys doing in Milwaukee?
We are doing well, flying high right now as we've got a team. They're greening up the river and, you know, wrapping is going up on the bridges and everybody's got Bucks fever. But here's my question is, do you think in any way, shape, or form the Detroit Pistons can pull off the mighty upset? I'll take that as a no.
I mean, no. I got to tell you, like, Bill, it's crazy because I've been racking my brain, so is all of Detroit, trying to figure out how the Pistons could even win one game, much less four games. I mean, as you know, the Bucks have beat the Pistons in four games during the regular season by an average of 14.5 points. And Blake Griffin, the Pistons' best player, might not even play. Now, he did practice today, a light workout, so I guess that's good news for the Pistons. But I don't see it in the least bit. I mean, keep in mind that the Pistons are 41-41. They backed their way into the playoffs. They had to win two games, their last two games, against the Grizzlies team that was having you and I play point guard. And then they had to go the very next day and beat the Knicks, the worst in the league Knicks. And then they just barely got the 8th seed. This is not a good basketball team. And if they were in the West, they'd be like a 13 seed. So I don't think that the Pistons have a chance in this one.
Yeah, I was going to ask about Blake Griffin because the question is what his health is going to be. Do you see, put it this way, even if he plays, how effective do you see him being?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I mean, he played his second to last game against the Grizzlies, and he just couldn't move. I mean, he even said it after the game. He said, I hurt this team. I just couldn't help him out at all. So he didn't play against the Knicks, and that was on Wednesday. Now, he's going to have, 4 days of rest before Sunday. I wouldn't be surprised if the Pistons just said this. Look, 4 days, Sunday, not enough time. He has tendonitis in his knee. Rest him on Sunday. Then you got until Wednesday, and maybe he would play games 2, 3, and 4, and maybe they could try to eke out and make this thing a series. But I wouldn't expect much from him. He's been tremendous this season. He's been more than anybody could have ever asked for. He's put this team on his back. But right now, unfortunately, he's injured. And I think he'll play all 4 games, 5 games if it goes that far. I just don't know how effective he's going to be.
What is the thought process in defending Giannis?
I have no idea, to tell you the truth. I mean, so Blake's obviously going to be on him. And we know what's going to happen the one way. We know Giannis is going to try to get out on Blake because he shoots a ton of three-pointers. And if he doesn't, the Bucks seem to allow a lot of threes to forwards and centers. They don't really worry about it, not as so much to guards. And it is what it is. As far as Giannis, I almost think it's let Giannis beat you and let him go crazy and then just try to shut down everybody else. But, I mean, this guy's he's going to be the MVP. He hasn't been able to be stopped in 4 games against the Pistons already. The league can't stop him. So I got to be honest, I don't know. The other thing, too, is if you want to double him, I mean, go for it. But then somebody's going to be open to shoot a wide open three. So it seems like that's obviously going to be the main struggle for the Pistons in this series.
Who else do the Pistons have to rely on that's going to be able to say, you know, kind of keep pace with what the Bucks have to offer?
Well, that's the other problem. So you guys remember Thon Maker, who
right.
used to be a Buck and now was a Piston, and he's been good. He's blocked some shots. He's still a young guy, really nice guy, and hit some pretty key threes. If Blake doesn't play, expect Thon Maker to play in his place. As far as other guys to watch for, Luke Kennard is going to, you know, start. He has been hitting a lot more threes of late. The Bucks seem to give up a lot of threes, so that's a guy to watch out for. Been averaging right around 13 to 15 points his last 7 or 8 games, and he's been key when the Pistons got hot. Reggie Jackson hasn't been all that good, so Ish Smith, the backup point guard, expect for him to play a lot of minutes as well. And then, you know, Andre Drummond is going to get his without a doubt. You know, he's the game's best rebounder. You know, at times he seems to take some time off, but it's going to have to be a collective effort. The Pistons just don't have enough firepower. They really don't. They haven't found consistency all year long. And to think that you can go into a series against the best in the game, Bucks, and find a way to eke out 4, much less 1, it's just going to be a struggle. You know, the funny thing, too, is here in Detroit, it's bizarre. Half, I'm not even kidding, do a Twitter poll. Half of Detroit didn't even want the Pistons to make the playoffs.
That's what I heard.
Rather than blow it up. What's that?
That's what I heard, was that a lot of people just wanted to see him make the lottery and start over.
100%, which I mean, I guess you can't blame those people. In fact, I was one of those people. They wanted them to trade everything off at the deadline and hopefully tank and get yourself a lottery pick and come back next year with a really good player and Blake Griffin and go to work. You know, there's a lot of people that are so angry at the organization. Mind you, they haven't won a playoff game since 2008. and the owner's just like, yeah, making the playoffs is a big deal. They're so angry, some of these fans at the organization, that they want nothing but the worst. They would be happy if the Bucks throttled them in four games. It's really weird here. So, you know, I won't be surprised if the first two ever playoff games at Little Caesars Arena, I don't think they're going to be sellouts. I mean, you'll probably have a decent crowd, but it's bizarre. Some people are happy. Other people, probably more people, are not happy at all.
You can get some tickets. We were checking on StubHub earlier. You can get some tickets for that place. If you're a Bucks fan, I know there's Bucks fans going over for under $100. It's not like it's, you know, a hard ticket to get.
Wait a little bit. It might go even further. I mean, secondary market, I got to believe you can get it even cheaper. Yeah, Bill, I mean, I don't kid. They are the worst in attendance in the NBA, number one. And then number two, there is this almost hatred for the team until they finally decide to do things the right way, which you and I both know is you got to blow it all up and start from scratch. Meanwhile, the owner has blocked a couple of trades for Andre Drummond. The owner is shooting T-shirts to the crowd. Well, the fans just want something, hopefully, in the near future that resembles a winning basketball team. But it's a very bizarre, bizarre environment here in Detroit.
I know you got to run, Jeff. I appreciate it. We'll bug you again as the series moves on, and then we'll just kind of see how things shake out, man. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. Good talking to you guys.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Jeff Rieger, 97.1 The Ticket over there in Detroit, the Motor City, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Van Horn Automotive. Now, sometimes, you know, a ride around the block just isn't enough for a test drive. You know, that's why Van Horn offers a 90-day test drive program available at any of their FCA locations, Plymouth, Manitowoc, Stoughton, for example. They've got 15 dealerships all throughout the state, one out of state as well. They're growing. I went in there and got the Ram 1500. I was looking for a luxury car, and I thought I'd never had a truck, and it rode so nice. And I thought, well, I'll take this for the 90-day test drive. Loved it. You get up to $2,000 off when you buy it. And if you don't want it, after 90 days, bring it back. No further obligation. If you're not satisfied, you can just return it. And based on the 2018 sales, Van Horn Automotive was the number one Ram dealer in Wisconsin if you're looking for a pickup. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. All types of dealerships all over the state, new and used. They got a terrific inventory from all their dealerships, so you can look at all their dealerships under one umbrella. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. Van Horn Automotive, family-born and employee-owned. Stop in. Tell them we sent you. Check it out for yourself. When we come back, going to give you a Masters update. Going to continue to discuss. We got the Neumel Heads of Plays of the Week coming around the corner. We're going to continue to discuss who needs to step up and help Giannis here as well. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show continues right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Glad to have you. Time for the Neumel Heads of Plays of the Week coming up here in a moment. I want to say thanks again to a lot of great sponsors that took us to Super Bowl, took us also to spring training, have stuck with us. Our friends Pat and Brooke over at Signature Limo. And if you're looking for a limo, a night out of the town, or maybe a trip to the airport, go to booksignature.com. That is booksignature.com. It is about boating season. Skipper Buds, they're trying to get rid of all last year's inventory. So there's some good deals to be had right now. Go to skipperbuds.com. And if you go to the one in Pewaukee, go in and say hi to Todd. Tell him I sent you. Go to skipperbuds.com, and I'll see you out there in a few weeks as we get ready for the out-of-water boat show, so to speak. Also, they're still looking for good people. A manufacturing company in New Berlin, Wisconsin called Pindel, P-I-N-D-E-L. Go to pindel.com, P-I-N-D-E-L, pindel.com, and say hi to Glenn and the whole staff over there at Brager Chevy, B-R-A-E-G-E-R, BragerChevy.com for new used cars. But for the service department, go say hi to my buddy Glenn. He's going to talk all kinds of Bucks basketball with you. He's got an opinion on every sports town or sports team we have in town and out of town, for that matter. Go say hi to our friends over at Brager Chevy. Time now for the Neumel Heads Up Plays of the Week. Number one, Tim Frazier played all 48 minutes of the Bucks against OKC. He hits this transition three and then follows that with a big block. Here it is.
Frazier pulls up for three.
I like it. He knows time and score. He knows he's got to make a push. Just over 2 minutes left. Got to make something happen.
29 points for Tim Frazier. Oh. And he knocks the ball away from Grant. Sterling Brown fouled.
Compliments of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Jim Paschke on the call. Number two, Radio Joe.
Yasmani Grandal continues to have a hot bat. And in game two against the Angels, he goes yard.
Lindahl with a drive, hit back into deep right field, and it is gone. A no-doubter for Yasmani Grandal, and it's a 6-5 ball game.
That is the voice of one Matt LePay. Is Matt LePay on the call? Is Brian Anderson getting ready for the NBA postseason? And then Grandal does it again.
And that's it in the air to center field. Peter Borges going back at the wall. It's gone. Back to back. Second of the night for Yasmani Grandal, and the Brewers grab the lead here in the fifth.
There you go. We got Matt LePay on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Brewers went on to lose the game, of course, but nevertheless, Grandal, as Joe had mentioned, has really begun to swing a hot bat. Brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical. Neumel Medical, call them 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. Hey, the top of the leaderboard for the Masters has changed. Ian Poulter, 2-under for the day through 13. He has taken over the top spot with Francesco Molinari, both at 6-under par. Molinari at 4-under for the day, having a hell of a day through 12, but both at 6-under. Jason Day, Brooks Koepka, one shot off the pace at 5-under. Brooks Koepka, though, started the day much better in starting position, I should say, but he is 1-over for the day after 9. His first round was a first round 66. So he's one shot back. Patton Kizzire at 4-under. Matt Kuchar, Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau. DeChambeau is now 2-over for the day through 10. He was leading for a while at 6-under. Phil Mickelson, he's also struggled a bit on 9. He has now gone to 4-under par, so they're two shots back. And getting ready to get underway here in just a little while, Tiger Woods, who is sitting at 2-under, he is due to tee off. He should be teeing off right now. He's probably on 1. He probably just teed off. But Tiger Woods will be teeing off here momentarily if he hasn't already. Gary Woodland, the same. He is 2-under. But everybody pretty much, you got a couple of golfers that are not on the course as of yet. Rory McIlroy being one of them. He's 1-over for the tournament. But everybody else pretty much out there at this point on a day in which it is now 78 degrees. The sun has started to come out a little bit. Still 50-50 as far as whether or not rain's going to hit, but the winds have died down quite a bit. As a matter of fact, they've been cut in half. They were 16, 17 miles an hour for a while. The winds have passed, now sitting at about 6 miles an hour, and not bad golf weather. When you're talking about 78 degrees, a little bit, a few clouds and 6 mile an hour breezes, so it's making the course relatively playable. But Ian Poulter, 2-under for the day, 6-under for the tournament. Francesco Molinari, 4-under for the day, 6-under for the tournament. They are your leaders atop the Masters leaderboard down in Augusta. So there you have it. And we'll give you another update as we move on, as we continue on today. And coming up in the next hour, got a lot of good stuff. We're not stopping now. We've got Tim Neverett, part of the Dodgers broadcast team. We're going to find out about this Dodgers team. They're struggling as well. They got swept by the Cardinals. Brewers get swept by the LA Angels. So these two teams are going to clash, but the Dodgers, they've been hitting the hell out of the baseball. They've been hitting a ton of home runs. So we're going to talk to him about this offense, and obviously it's going to meet up with a Brewers pitching staff that's reeling just a little bit. So we'll get into that discussion. Also, Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold insider, is going to be joining us coming up here in just a few as well. Hey, again, we can't say thanks enough to some of our terrific sponsors. Our friends Gino and everybody down at San Giorgio and Calderon Club. I'm going to be down there this weekend. I'm sure there's going to be people. And by the way, Calderon Club will be open on Sunday as they get to take on all the comers for the Bucks playoff game. So it will be open. It's normally closed on Sundays, but it will be open this weekend, along with San Giorgio. Also, our friends Joe Martino and everybody at Point Brewing, thanks for pairing it up with Cider Boys down there. We certainly appreciate it. Thanks to John Gabe and the entire staff at Usinger's. Usinger, go to Usinger, go to Usinger.com. That is Usinger.com. And don't forget, it's tailgate season, so make it a Usinger. Also, Steve and everybody at Saz's. If you're looking for ribs, I always talk about all the different food here in the city of Milwaukee, but if you're looking for ribs, you got to head down to Saz's. Go see Saz. Saz's Steakhouse, you've got the sauces. You can find it in most of your grocery stores. And if you're going to do some tailgating, that might be the secret sauce you want to be putting on everything. Go to Saz's and check it out for yourself. So thanks to everybody that continues to sponsor the program. We can't do it without you as we kind of wrap things up here this hour. And like I said, coming up in the next hour, Tim Neverett, we're going to talk some Dodgers baseball. Brewers coming up tonight. Brewers need a win. Man, they need to stop the bleeding here. So hopefully the Brewers can get the job done. So we're going to get into that discussion. And then Mike Clemens is going to give us his thoughts as he's been in Green Bay the last few days. And we're going to kind of see what he's taken away from all of this. Because, as you know, I mean, everything's been said. Mark Murphy now coming out saying, I didn't say that about Aaron Rodgers being part of the problem. So we'll hear from Mike and get his thoughts on all of this and kind of wrap things up today on the show on this Fear the Deer Friday. And hopefully you've been enjoying it. Fear the Deer Friday, as I know I've been enjoying it. It has just been, it's been a ton of fun. Because this is what it's all about. We've been enjoying this. By the way, speaking of the Brewers, coming up tonight, you've got Corbin Burnes going to the hill. Burnes is the first Brewers pitcher in 20 seasons to allow 3 home runs in consecutive appearances. Not exactly what he envisioned for his first couple of major league starts. So the Brewers, they're sticking with him, but he needs to turn things around coming up tonight when the Brewers take on the L.A. Dodgers out of Chavez Ravine. Stay tuned. Another hour of the program right around the corner. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.